Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and this is Doug Loves Scary Movies, recording on Sunday morning, October 1st. 2023 Kingsman, The Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It Could Happen to You, Only Live Twice in a Lifetime, Cop and a Half, Nelson of Rambo, First Blood, Part 2, For the Road, House Sit, Terminator 2, Judgment Dazed and Confused, Car, Cynic and Old Lace in the Hold Boy. Wow. We have a great lineup for you today. We've got a returning champ and two favorites of the show, Joe Lynch, Blair Saki, and Jeff Tate. Hello.
Yay.
Let's meet them individually and alphabetically by first name. I love movies, but she loves animated movies. It's Blair Saki.
Hello, everyone. Thank you very much for having me back. Thrilled to be here.
I hear you have a spesh that you're going to tape in Los Angeles sometime soon.
Yes, thank you for asking. I am taping my special on Monday, October 16th at the Bourbon Room, if any of you listeners would like to come out.
Is it? Does the special have a name yet, or is it untitled at this point?
It has a name, but I haven't revealed it yet.
Ooh, I like a good name reveal. Just be sure not to start a forest fire or anything when you do it.
You the got it. No problem.
At your name reveal, the better off everyone will be. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Blair, for being here and also joining us today. He beat a couple of nerdy boys a few days ago. It's Jeff Tate.
Hello. I beat him at the games. The ones you know about, I beat at the games. The ones in real life, I don't talk about.
Yes, of course. no, I just don't know what else to call them besides nerdy boys. And
wait, did he
this
beat?
This is kind of fun. I just spilled a bunch of water all over my script. So if at any point it seems like I don't have the right answers in front of me, it's because I'm such a fucking idiot that I did that. That is really, really disappointing. All right. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
That's how excited I got that you're here. I just took my beverage and just poured it right on top of of my script. It's that exciting whenever you're around. What's going on, buddy? How's it been since when did we last talk? Thursday,
yeah. It was good. I did my shows in Lexington. They all went great. 4 for 4.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Did anybody come up to you and say they heard about it on Doug Loves Movies?
No. But it was with Tom, so they had sold out like 3 months ago.
Oh, I get it now. I see. All right. Tom Segura, for anybody wondering which Tom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did hear some Tates though, so that's always nice.
Oh, well, there you go. Then they definitely, yeah, they're definitely Doug Loves Movies listeners if they're chanting your name.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I look forward to hearing that chant again at the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington on Saturday, October 21st at 4:20. Well, you'll be joined by two other mystery guests whose names I may or may not reveal between now and that date.
Oh, man, this whole show is about keeping names secret.
Right? It's all about secrets. But we're not going to keep the name of our latest guest, our last guest, his latest film. See, my script's all wet.
I can't wait to hear what you say. Oh, good. You got the name right. That's good. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like his new film.
Yeah, but listen to this. Listen to this thing that I wrote down today that I can still read. It's called Suitable Flesh, so I call him a suitable guest. It's Joe Lynch.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll take it. I mean,
suitable in that context just sounds like, he's just fine. He's all right. But in the case of your movie, Suitable Flesh, tell me if I'm misinterpreting this or if the title has more than one meaning. But I think it's just because, you know, somebody's flesh is suitable to take over, to inhabit.
That is very accurate, considering that it's a Lovecraftian cosmic body swap erotic thriller horror film. Yes, I think you pretty much got the nail on the head. The original title for the short story was The Thing on the Doorstep, which doesn't quite roll off the tongue as much,
right?
But suitable flesh was good. Adequate skin didn't quite make the cut, but suitable flesh. What's funny is that we got a lot of pushback over the word flesh because people like, no one wants to see a movie about flesh. I'm like, what fucking movies do you watch? I don't know. Like, yeah. To me, flesh is a good word. It's a key word these days. So yeah, we
who
kept
doesn't
that.
Love who doesn't love flesh? Flesh lives.
Fleshlights.
Fleshlight. Yeah. I think flesh is a great word in a title, especially this movie, because it is kind of in its way a warning about what you're in for, because it is one of the sexier horror movies that's come out in a while.
Well, from you, Doug, that means a lot.
Well, also, most horror movies aren't terribly sexy to me. But this one certainly is a throwback to, so people call it a tribute, a homage to Stuart Gordon, because it was next on his radar as another movie that he wanted to make.
Yep.
And of course he passed away, and you picked up the baton and got it done.
Yeah. On his deathbed, his last words, very much like how Walt Disney, his last words were supposedly Kurt Russell, which is true. Stuart Gordon's last words were, "Don't let Joe Lynch touch this." But I think the only thing that anyone really heard was Joe Lynch. So they went like, "All right, he said a name, you know, just give it to the kid." And
that was
all
he needed. You brought up such an interesting fact so casually, and then moved on. Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell?
You didn't know that? Yeah. Like,
he didn't at least call him Pirate Ron or something like that, or Snake Plissken?
No, he went Jack Burton.
Why did he? Is there theories as to why he would say that when he's dying?
Well, at the point when Disney was dying, Kurt was like his golden boy, you know, the computer show, what was it? The computer that wore tennis shoes. There was a bunch of movies that yeah. Kurt was his like stable guy. And that supposedly, like, believe me, when I heard it, I'm like, that can't be true. Then I looked it up and went, is that true? Who knows? The only way we'd be able to find out is if we unearth Walt Disney's severed head that he's had in yeah. cryogenics. And then maybe it'll be like you take him out of the tube and you say, like, what did you really say? And he was like, Kurt Russell is going to make Overboard someday. I like maybe that was the prophecy. Who knows?
He do the thing to his head they did in The Princess Bride where they push it full of air and make it just croak out of his mouth.
Lathe.
Maybe Lathe. I've got a theory. Maybe Kurt Russell was the name of Walt Disney's sled.
It's Rustbud. That's the last
Rustbud.
Rustbud.
Yeah, Rustbud. All right, Joe. When can people see The Suitable Flesh, and how?
You can slip right inside The Suitable Flesh. God, I've been preparing for all of these euphemisms. October 27th in theaters and VOD, and then it'll be out on Blu-ray and Shudder probably in the first of next year. But if you can, trust me, this is a movie that you should see in the theater with as many people in the crowd as possible to all sit there and squirm because they're watching sex with a group of people and not at home on Pornhub. So, you know, enjoy.
Right. Yeah. Get out
also
there
with a group of people.
Yeah.
Since it's October, I am embarking on my first annual Halloween movie challenge, where each day for the entire month, I'm going to run a poll on my Doug Loves Movies account on X. And then whichever horror movie gets picked that day, I'm going to watch it. And then, do a live thread of it on Threads over on Instagram. Hashtag 31 scary days, hashtag 31 scary movies, hashtag Halloween movie challenge. And first up, I'm going to watch tonight, October 1st, is a movie I've never seen that everybody raves about, Train to Busan.
Oh, yes, oh, dude. Yeah. What a great start to October, because not only are you going to have kind of a new viewpoint on mass transit, but also on zombies, the way that they, the Koreans kind of brought something fresh and new. But I guarantee you, I want to be on that live feed for when you get to the end, because boy, yeah. Oh boy, that's an emotional gut punch that I don't think anyone saw coming, especially when it first came out. And that's the kind
I'm going to see it coming, Joe.
Coming like a freight train. Sorry. No, you know what? The ending sucks. Temper expectations.
Turn it off before the ending. Well, yeah, I hope, and that's the thing. I have to take several runs at most movies when I watch them on TV these days because I sit in a comfortable chair and just nod out. So then I, you know, try again, and I can't do that with these movies because you know you can't be live threading a movie, and you know, I mean that's one way to force me to stay awake because then I have to keep writing about it as I watch it. But I'm expecting to have a pretty fun month. Have you ever seen that movie, Blair?
No, I have not.
It's, you know, it's live action, so it's not really in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, I can't say, I can't come before you honorable men and say that I have really, you know, experience too much of the horror lexicon, but I'll put it on my list. Look, I'm an open-minded gal.
Well, let me ask you this. Since it is scary movie month, for the recommendations part of the show, could you recommend, do you have a favorite or a go-to scary movie or Halloween-themed movie that's animated? You could go that route as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, my Halloween movie that would be, you know, number one sort of tattooed on my head would be Hocus Pocus, clearly, obviously, everything is saying that. But I had a movie rec already planned for this. Are you asking me to off-road?
Well, what's your planned one isn't, I assume, isn't a horror film.
No, it was Elemental, of course.
Oh, I loved it. I love that movie so much. I did, like, it was so good. It's a little terrifying. It's got its moments of pure, you know, unadulterated terror.
Yeah, there were many points in that movie. Like, are they going to get it out okay? It seems that the ultimate demon in their lives is the water, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll put you down for Elemental because, you know, I don't care. The rules are there are no rules.
It's an extraordinary film. I urge you all to check it out.
Yeah. So I think it deserves, it deserves this spot. Mm-hmm. You know, and that you came prepared is another thing that's I appreciate. I just
absolutely.
I just throw these curveballs at people where I, your prep isn't what I was looking for, but I I did see that Elemental is available on one of the streamers. I'm not going to say which one, even though it's obvious, but I definitely want to check it out. Now I've got more impetus to do so. Jeff, did you show up today with a recommendation in mind, or are you ready to play ball?
No, I'm ready. If you want to do, like, we're doing scary movies, I know the scariest movie. Like, this one scared me so bad. Because, I mean, some of you know already, but my father was a minister, evangelical, holy roller, Pentecostal, all that nonsense. And so it was just a couple clicks. If you just turn the dial a little bit, Frailty scared the fuck out of me.
I just watched that again. And man, that movie still holds up. It's like truly, it's not just a terrifying movie, but it is such an amazing debut by director Bill Paxton. Game over Bill Paxton himself. He kills it. And he's the star of the movie. And there are things and there are themes in that movie that are truly unnerving. It really does get under your skin. Plus, it's got McConaughey in it. The whole cast, but Powers Booth, that's a great movie, especially for people who might have seen it back in like 2002, 2003 when it first came out and forgot. Like, it's a movie that needs to be reassessed.
It's so scary. Anything with the devil is so much scarier to me because nobody spent the first 20 years of my life trying to convince me Freddy Krueger was real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anything with the devil fucking scares the fuck out of me.
All right.
Do you think the devil is real, Jeff?
Not anymore, but I don't. I didn't. I still have like some trauma to shake.
Sure.
Wait. So did you saying to Jeff that the devil isn't real anymore, or he's not real to you?
I don't. I no longer believe in the devil. But
I see.
The movies, I buy into those kind of movies a little bit easier and faster.
I don't believe in the devil, but I enjoy his work.
He's made some good albums.
I could separate the devil from the artist, and I appreciate a lot of the stuff that he's done, even though he's the devil.
I think the devil is within all of us, but that's just my personal viewpoint.
Right? We've all got a little devil on one shoulder and then maybe not even an angel on the other.
Yeah. I thought you weren't going to tell us the name of your special.
We've all got a little devil in us?
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
The old green light.
Yeah. Joe, what have you got for us? Director of many scary films. What do
this
you
is This is my favorite time of year, and I love being like, we do the same thing where we watch at least one horror movie a night all the way. I mean, we actually started in September 1st because that's technically when spooky season begins. But so it's tough to be able to recommend stuff without going like, well, you've seen this and seen that or whatever. But actually there's two movies that are, one has just come out on Shudder, and then the other one is coming out on Shudder, I think on October 27th with, I don't know if you saw it, Doug, it played at Fantastic Fest last week. The first one is called Deadstream. It's by the Winters, this directing duo, that it's kind of a play off of found footage and reality show kind of stuff. Like, it's live streams about a guy that haplessly live streams into a haunted house. It's the closest thing that you can get to a found footage Evil Dead 2. I went into it not expecting much, and it is now going to be on my constant rotation for Halloween movies every year. It is legitimately scary, but it's also hilarious. Like, there are points where I didn't know, just like when you watched movies back in the 80s, when you had like those splatter movies like Evil Dead 2 or Reanimator or Return of the Living Dead, where it's like, I can laugh and scream at the same time. Deadstream is highly recommended. And then but that's one that's a little more on the funny side. It's more of a spook-a-blast. If I'm going to steal something from Sam Raimi, I've still stolen a lot of things from Sam Raimi, but if I'm going to steal a quote, it's going to be that one. But then there's a movie from the director of this film called Terrified, that not Terrifier, but Terrified, like, a couple of years ago, Damien Rougenat. His new movie that's coming out in like 2 or 3 weeks is called When Evil Lurks. And it's been a long time since a movie has gotten under my skin and really like shook me. And Doug, did you see it when it was?
I did not see it, but you know, Fantastic Fest is a bunch of freaks running around hoping that the movies are going to be the most horrifying, terrifying, bloody messes imaginable. And so when that crowd is going around going, oh, When Evil Lurks shook me, I'm just like, oh, no, thank you.
Really?
Mean, that sounds so intense to me that that crowd thinks it's intense.
It's bleak. A lot. It's bleak. It's mean. It's like, it's uncompromising. It's just what you want on a Friday night with a beer and a pizza and a bunch of friends. That's why I wanted to offer up two. One is more of like a Friday night fun beer and pizza kind of movie with Deadstream. But if you want to, reevaluate life, when Evil Lurks comes out on Shudder October 27th.
All right. Well, normally I insist that my guests just settle on one movie, but in your case, especially since we're kicking off Halloween month, I will allow it.
Thank you.
And give people the choice between a fun, scary movie or something that will ruin their life.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
Accurate.
All right. Well, thank you for those recommendations. And we're going to play some games right after this break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and the first of the games we're going to play today, it could be a quick one. This one could end fast because we got some good players today, and it's a game that I call ABCD's Nuts. And that's where anyone could win at any time. Because I'm excited that coming up next week, I get to see the Broadway show, the touring version of Hadestown, is coming to the Amundsen Theater here in Los Angeles. And so today in ABCD's Nuts, we are going to spell Hadestown, Hadestown. So Blair gets the first letter, which is H, and she has to name any movie that begins with H. If she names the movie that I wrote down in advance, she just wins the whole game automatically. But basically, you just got to name a movie to stay in the game. And then if she doesn't match me, then we go to Jeff, and the letter is A, etc. The answers all adhere to a theme. So that's where Blair doesn't get much of an extra help here on the very first one. But I will say this much. It is Halloween month. So do with that what you will, Blair. And
oh, I'm ready to rock. Okay. Hocus pocus.
Right? I mean, what an obvious answer. Would have been so fun to wrap the game up on the very first answer, hocus pocus. But no, the H I went with is called Hereditary.
Ooh.
Ow. Oh, that's sick and twisted. That is.
Did you see that movie, Blair?
I don't want to shock you, but no, I have not seen it.
Well, I recommend that you don't. Because I just know it'll make you unhappy, but it is exceptionally well made for the people who like that sort of thing.
I do have a sensitive spirit, but yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay, moving on to Jeff. What do you got that begins with the letter A and might have something thematically similar to Hereditary?
It's not thematically similar, but a couple of the names have been mentioned already, so I'm going to say A Simple Plan.
Oh, with nice. Billy Paxton, Billy Bob Thornton.
Sam Raimi directed.
Directed by Sammy Raimi.
No, that's a terrific movie. I really like that movie, and that's what I should have picked. So Jeff wins. You changed my mind. No, I went with a movie called Along Came the Devil.
Ooh.
Well, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Shocking. Shocking. Too scared of the devil.
I mean, it is kind of unfair that Joe Lynch is going up against these two scaredy cats. But what do you got for the letter D, Joe?
For the letter D, aside from Deadstream, I can't use that one.
You just
I already
said
recommend.
It. Yeah, that'd be crazy.
I can't use that one.
You can, but why would I have written that down? You just told me about it.
That's true. Yeah. the letter D. Not Dazed and Confused. I can't use that one for this particular point in time. God, the Dead Next Door.
Okay, well, normally that would be the letter T, but...
Oh, yeah, but do T's count?
They do in this game, yeah, because, you know, it makes it more annoying.
Damn it.
And tricky.
Dead Alive. All right, well, fine. Dead Alive.
Oh, that's a great one. You know what I wrote down? Devil.
Oh! Jeff is you're legitimately you're not swaying Jeff for continuing this game. It's like every single answer is like, hey Jeff, do you like devils? I got another one for you.
All right, Blair, it's the letter E.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh God. Oh my God.
I'll give you a hint. It's not Easter Parade.
It's not Easter Parade.
Come on, Blair. You got this. Come on, Blair.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. The pressure is really getting to me. What's a horror movie that starts with E?
Ooh, I mean, you already said Elemental earlier.
I know. See? I don't know. I don't know. I should...
We'll just stay any movie that begins with E to stay in the game.
Oh, okay. What's a movie that starts with E? Ever After?
Pretty horrifying.
Sure. Yeah, that's a movie. Yeah.
Oh my God. E is what a sketchy little fucking letter. E.
It really is. There's not a lot of great movie titles, but to answer Joe's inquiry about the word the, there's a version of the Evil Dead that's just called Evil Dead.
Oh, well, if we're going to get into semantics here, the Evil Dead was the only time that they really used the in it, because Evil Dead 2 and then the subsequent Evil Dead 20 whatever and Evil Dead Rise dropped the. Mm-hmm. So wait, so are you going? Are you going for Evil Dead 2 because of the, or are you going for the Evil Dead because you're a purist?
No, I just said Evil Dead, the one that just doesn't have a the in front of it.
I'll allow it.
The 2014 or whatever. Fetty Alvarez.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
I thought you were going to use Eepers Creepers.
That would have been so cool. I wish I had that off the top of the dome. I wish I could go back in time.
I almost went with Eep Show, but the next letter is S. Jeff.
All right, so I'm going to throw a little bit of a curveball because I bet you threw a little bit of a curveball. So I'm going to say Scream 4.
Oh, I could have picked any of the Scream movies. Would be hilarious if it was any of the other ones besides Scream 4, since you took such a wild swing. But yeah. I'm gonna go even weirder. Scream didn't even cross my mind here. I went with Satan's Slaves.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's both sides of that coin. Jesus, yeah. And
again,
Satan's Slaves.
Another devil movie. What the
1980 from Indonesia. Now this is exciting. What's about to happen here, Joe? Because you landed on one where I wrote down two titles, and the letter is T. So go ahead. If you get either of these, you're the winner.
See, So there's either the, I want to be cool at the video store and bring out this old title from the 80s that no one really remembers, or do I want to go with the populist title? I'm going to go with the populist title. I'm going to say Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That is a great answer. It's not what I wrote down. Since the counts with T, I picked two classics to begin with the.
Wait, can I throw one out there since I already lost, like, to see if you got it?
Yeah, and I just said a classic that begins with the, so that helps you a lot.
Oh, man. Well, I was going to go more Slavish and say Terror Train.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, there's too many T's.
I went with either The Witch. The double V Witch or The Omen.
Over The Exorcist. Interesting.
Well, because you probably would have maybe guessed The Exorcist.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
I thought of The Exorcist as soon as I said Ever After.
Yeah, that's what happens. But it still begins with a T. Okay. We're back to you, Blair. This is your chance. The letter is O.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. This is seriously, this should be the qualification to get in Mensa.
Oh man, that would have been great.
If Mensa was just a bunch of movie nerds.
Starting with O? God, I'm humiliated. Starting with O? Okay, I can't say The Omen. Fuck. I don't know how many seconds do I have?
I think it's been about enough.
Oh, right. Okay. I don't know. I guess I'm out.
Okay, well, that's okay, because it's the last one that you get a shot at anyway, and this is going to blow your mind. You said two of the words in this title while trying to think of the answer.
That makes sense.
Oh God, with George Burns.
Oh God, you devil. Oh God, you devil.
Oh. Jeff, you're screwed, my friend.
I'm just sitting here looking at Oh God, You Devil, listening to Blair go, Oh God, Oh God.
Oh God, You Devil. Oh shit, I got it right.
Yeah.
Want to let the listeners know I have many other skills besides this glaring lack of knowledge of horror movies.
Well, I mean, so far you're the only person who's gotten one half right. yeah. So that's pretty exciting. Let's go to Jeff with the letter W, and I'm going to call it now. No one's going to win this game.
Yep.
Well, this is a very relatable. Being a dirtbag, this is very scary. I'm gonna say the name. Why him?
Wait, the James Franco one with Bryan Cranston?
Yeah. It's so scary.
I mean, he's kind of like a devil, I guess. One of them. maybe both. I forget how that movie ended. Did he turn out to be a bad guy? Is that then the father ended up being right? Is that what happened?
Yes, and then it ended up, the last line was, instead of why him, it was, oh, him. I think that's how it is.
Oh, him, the devil.
Jeff, what I wrote down is a movie called We Summon the Darkness.
You son of a bitch, you're going for deep cuts.
Yeah, I thought I had an expert on the show today.
The next letter. You thought wrong!
And as the final letter, take a swing, Joe. This is your chance to win the whole thing. If you can name an N movie that fits this very clear theme that's laid out. Anything?
Wait, I didn't hear it.
What?
Wait, like the overall theme?
Yeah, there's a theme to all the answers, and now you have to come up with a movie that fits that theme that begins with the letter N.
N. Oh my god. The Nun.
You're still gonna insist on those T titles, aren't you? Great guess. I went with Nefarious.
Oh my god.
Really?
So yeah, that's the theme. Is I thought the theme was gonna be crazy obvious because it's like in the title of some of them. It's all devil movies or movies where, you know, the devil appears for some reason. But we congratulations.
Congratulations. Jeff manifested this.
Yeah, well, Blair, since you got you know, half a point, I'm gonna call it in your favor. And of course, all it means is you get to go first in our next game that we will play after these messages. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and after that exciting game of ABCD's Nuts, we have one more crucial, all-important, deciding game to play, and Blair gets to go first because she said oh god. I'll say this is a game that I call which is which. Ooh. I'll say a line from a movie and you tell me if it was spoken by the Wicked Witch of the West in Wizard of Oz, Angelica Houston as Miss Ernest in The Witches, or any one of the lady witches of the trio from Hocus Pocus.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. Now we're cooking.
I can't believe that I picked one of your favorite movies to be a potential answer in this game, Blair. We'll see how this shakes out.
Jeff, do you want to just these two kind of let this one go, because I think we're screwed at this point.
I'm gonna win.
You've seen all the films though, right, Joe?
Of course. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, but I still feel like Blair is just gonna be boom.
You should be able to suss out the difference between the witches when it's your turn. Blair can't, you know, she doesn't get to go first every time, because whenever somebody gets one right, the next person starts the next round. So it's gonna go Blair, then Joe, then Jeff. Blair gets first crack at this one. If she misses it, then, you know, Jeff gets a chance. And then if he misses it, Joe will have a gimme point because it will be narrowed down to the correct answer by that point. But with Blair in the house, I don't know how far that's going to go. We will see. Are you ready, Blair?
I've never been more ready in my life.
All right, here we go. Which one of those movies has a witch? Let's go with the answers are West, Houston, or Hocus Pocus. Wicked Witch of the West, Angelica Houston, or Hocus Pocus. And the quote is, "You're doomed forever." Which one of those nasty ass witches?
You know, I have to say this is that's pretty vague, but I'm gonna go with my gut first gut, and that's Hocus Pocus.
You mean you're gonna go with your favorite movie of all time?
I mean, any of them could have said that, but I'm just gonna go gut.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to say that that is incorrect.
Shit!
So we go to Joe, and you have two remaining options, the Wicked Witch of the West or Miss Angelica Houston.
I'm going to go with Angelica Houston in The Witches.
That is the correct answer.
Yes! Nicholas Rogue forever.
Said nobody ever.
That movie is really, yeah, I got to say, Nicholas Rogue, you know, he's on my radar because some of his stuff was pretty interesting, but I can't say that I love any of his movies. Well, what's your favorite Nicholas Rogue movie, Joe?
Oh, man. Now was it Don't Look Now?
Okay, yeah, see, that's obviously, that's probably the most
but the witches,
horrific
the
one that he made.
But The Witches was the first time that I had ever seen a Nicholas Rogue movie, and it was a kid's movie, and it was, you know, people don't remember this, but Jim Henson did all the effects for it, and mm-hmm. they were deemed too scary to for audiences. So the original cut got an R rating because of all the effects. So they had to cut it back. Not the first time Nicholas Rogue has probably ever had to deal with the MPAA, but for a kid's movie, it's really scary.
Yeah, it's messed up. It's definitely one of them. So it ended up with a PG-13, or did they go all the way to PG?
I think it ended up with a PG-13 in the end. But it's legit like creepy. It's got a good vibe, and you can tell Angelica Houston's having a fucking blast under all that makeup.
Yeah, she's super into it. All right, so Joe's on the board with 1 point. Now we go to Jeff, starting us off on this next one. But Blair's right there waiting. She's ready. Jeff, which one do you think has this line in it? "You know, I've always wanted a child, and now I think I'll have one on toast."
Hocus Pocus.
Why do you say that?
Oh, but I don't know. it seems silly enough to be in that movie.
Right? Okay, that's a legit reason to say it. Another reason why you should say Hocus Pocus is because it's the correct answer.
Hey!
Jeff is on the board. Can you believe how this is working out? Joe and Jeff are both on the board, and Blair's just sitting there going, "What is happening?"
It's okay. Life is strange. You never know what's up around the corner.
It's true. And you're up now. You're up first.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the line. "Just try and stay out of my way. Just try."
West. Wicked Witch.
Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
That is incorrect. I'm kidding. That's the right answer.
Oh,
you did it,
wow.
Claire. You're on the board. I spilled all over my notes.
This is such an emotional roller coaster.
It really is. It really is. All right, Joe's up first on this next one.
All right.
"Another glorious morning makes me sick."
Hocus Pocus.
Why do you say that?
I'm trying to remember who it was that said it. The Sanderson guy. It's one of the characters in it. I remember that.
Could it have been Winifred?
Yeah, well, yes. It was the Bette Midler character. Right, I think.
That is correct.
Yes, well, thank God.
Oh, man.
Because I think they also use that line in the sequel as well. There's a bunch of callbacks to Hocus Pocus 2, and I think that was one of them. Not that I ever saw it or anything.
Wait, it was okay. Reboots are bad.
Because I thought it was more
it
of
was
a rebooty.
It wasn't continuing the story.
No,
I think it was. I think it was like a requel in a way.
What?
Yeah.
A requel, like where they just tell the same story again,
but there's a bunch of new characters in there, a bunch of old characters. That's the way to do it, man. Not like that's the new Hollywood way, is to just basically tell the same story, but have enough, you know, continuing characters tethered into it so that the old crowd goes, hey, there's my old friends, and the new crowd who has absolutely no fucking clue who Bette Midler and all the rest are go, oh, okay, I guess I can get into this.
Yeah. I think it was pretty popular. I think people watched it. I don't know if they liked
it. Yeah, because it was free on fucking Disney Plus.
Yeah, or, you know.
Ish.
Yeah. With the subscription fee. It was subscription free. Yeah, I didn't see the new Hocus Pocus, but I also don't, you know, I don't have the fondness for the original that many people have. Including Blair.
Blair, what did you think of Hocus or Pocus? Or you thought it was eh?
I mean, I think it was well done for what it was trying to do, but I just don't like these sort of reboot things. I mean, I was happy to see my gals again, but it just, you can never live up to these things, you know? These huge Goliaths of your childhood.
Did this new Hocus Pocus, or as Joe says, Hocus or Pocuser, was it still as slapsticky as the first one? Because I remember, like, you know, Bette Midler hitting Sarah Jessica Parker a lot in the first one.
It just felt like they were hitting, it was like going to see Steely Dan and knowing that they're going to play all their hits. And, you know, and then anytime that somebody said, like, oh, this new one off our new album, you just kind of fade off, you know. It has its moments, but I don't remember it being that slapsticky, because I think they're all like fucking 80 years old.
I go to Steely Dan concerts and I just spend the whole time yelling, Ricky, don't lose that number. I just yell it. I just yell it after every song. And then when they play it, I act like I got them to play it.
Yeah, I'm just really against like reboots. You know, it's like gambling. It's just like leave while you're ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just unfortunately the business works in a way these days where people only want to buy a ticket to something they already know exactly what they're getting into. Like people don't seem to want to find a surprise.
Yeah,
in the cinema as much as they used to, because it's just, especially if you're going out to the movies, you want to really know what you're going to get, which is, you know, it's a shame, but that seems to be where we're at. And speaking of things that are a shame, Cho Lynch is the winner of this game.
Wait, really?
I don't know how that happened.
World's
largest Hocus Pocus fans competing against you, because Jeff loves it. I can't believe that this happened. But Joe, you're our winner today. There was
that
one
three,
more.
Is that three times now
that you've won
on the show?
I don't think I have those stats available. You know,
oh, I have those stats
for 17
I have
years.
I have two prison tattoos like marked across my arm for every time that I win a Doug Loves Movies, and now I get to add another one. This is great.
Let's see if you know the last one. I have one more written down, but you got you managed to best Jeff and Blair in this, so I'll throw this one at you, Joe, and see how you do. It's the burning rain of death.
God. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go and I'm just going to piss Blair off even more. I'm going to say Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus is the right answer. That's yes! true. Hocus
Pocus. Oh, Joe, my God. This is probably
Joe
the only
studied
time.
Up.
No, I wish no. that.
Joe is hustling yeah. us right now. He was watching. He was up all night.
I actually
watching
have.
These movies.
I have Hocus Pocus on as we speak in the background right now. So
it.
This is working out great.
You just threw it on in case they happen to say something that I say. But I thought it's the burning rain of death would be a fun thing for the Wicked Witch to yell when she's melting.
That makes sense if you think about it.
Yeah, alas, she does not. She just does a few shout outs to some friends and family and then dies. Congratulations, Joe Lynch. You did it. Can you join us? See, this is what happens when you win, Joe, is you get an immediate invitation to return. We're recording again in the afternoon 1 week from today. Do you think you can make it?
1 week from today?
Yeah,
I'll check with my peeps.
Okay, I'll put you down for a maybe. And if you can't make it for that show, we'll get you back on as soon as possible.
Sweet.
And we'll start with your plug, Suitable Flesh.
Yes, Suitable Flesh in theaters and VOD on October 27th. If you like Lovecraft movies, if you like Reanimator and From Beyond, all those movies that that Stuart Gordon directed, if you like horny horror, if you like Heather Graham, if you like a lot of body swapping, if you like a lot of sexual fluidity, if you like a lot of body fluids, I think this movie is the one for you.
It's the sexual body fluid swap hit of the century.
I'll take that. Can we put that on the poster?
If you'd like. I thought the poster should be made already.
I can make another one. I got that shit on fucking Photoshop right now. I'm literally typing it into Photoshop right now. Doug Benson says,
just go around to all the theaters and find the poster that's spray
I'm just gonna
paint.
Take a post-it note. I'm just gonna put a post-it note on the top of each one. Certified fresh, and also Doug Benson recommended.
Yeah, I love it. But thank you for being here, dude. Blair Stocky, Bourbon Room in Hollywood, the place to see comedy, and especially Blair's taping of her secret title special on Monday, October 16th.
Yes, thank you, Doug. Thanks for having me. Yeah, travel, if you guys want tickets.
Yeah, travel to LA if you have to. I mean, you know what I mean? There's so many places that are close enough to drive. Or take a short flight and come see Blair. Is this your first special?
Yeah, it's my first special.
Damn, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's very cool. And Jeff Tate, there's nothing special about him. But no, Joe, his comedy is from an everyman perspective. He doesn't act better than people. Is what I was trying to say. But he does, because he has a great bit about people that don't know the difference between there, and there. But what what would you like to plug, Jeff?
I'm doing this festival in Portland the Thanksgiving weekend, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday after Thanksgiving, called the Ha Ha Harvest Festival. And it seems like what a... It's got the same name as what churches 25 do.
And 26.
Yeah. No, November. Yeah. November.
What'd I say? November?
You said October.
Okay. Let's change it. I want this festival to happen in November, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's move it to November. I think that's better. But yeah, that's I'm doing that.
I just was excited that I knew which dates come right after Thanksgiving.
That's pretty impressive.
It's on the 23rd this year, I believe.
It's my plug, and I don't know the dates. I just ballparked it.
I mean, the weekend after Thanksgiving is pretty narrows it down, but
yeah.
Boy, do I have a lot of plugs today, because I'm doing lots of fun shows out on the road and in LA. The next movie, Interruption, is this Tuesday night, tomorrow night, if you're listening to it, the day it comes out, at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles at 7:30 with Mae Martin and Paul F. Tompkins will be joining me, along with some other, again, secret guests. We love our secrets. Douglas Movies is also going to move to the Improv Lab at the Melrose Improv Comedy Club in Los Angeles. And the first date we're doing there, it's going to be the third Tuesday every month, and the first one is on October 17th at, I believe, 8 o'clock. And then October 21st, I mentioned it earlier, Tacoma Comedy Club, Douglas Movies with Jeff Tate and others at 4:20. Maybe even an audience member will be chosen to play. And then October 25th, I'm at Cap City Comedy in Austin, Texas, with another Douglas Movies taping. Cleveland, Sacramento, San Antonio, all coming up before the end of the year. Go to douglasmovies.com for all of my dates and deets and links. Now, Joe, I always end every show with, I'll also do this at the movies, I'll just yell out, I quote the last line from a movie, and they're often very unspectacular. Like, there's only a few, you know, there's only a handful of truly great last lines of movies, and the rest of the movies just sort of have to end, you know, so they just say something and then it's over. Do you know offhand, because a lot of directors don't answer this question, know what the last line of Suitable Flesh is?
I do.
Is it a spoiler, or was it generic enough?
No. I can do it without I can do it without the spoiler. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not them. It's me. Get me out of here. Help. Help me.
There you go. That gives nothing away. But it probably gets you enticed, because you're going to be like, it's who? Who's me? I am me. Who's me?
Sounds like a cliffhanger to me. It doesn't sound like a resolution.
I guess you're just going to have to find out October 27th. Or maybe if you see it on the Fleshtival Tour, as it is being called right now. It's doing a bunch of festivals. So if you see it, and then you'll go, oh, yeah, he was right. And what does that mean?
Did you see at Fantastic Fest, did you see a movie called Eileen?
No, but everybody was talking about it. It's another one. I'm not going to go off on a rant, but the ticketing situation this year was a little difficult, to say the least. Like, dude, I literally had to perform sexual favors just to get into Roar. It was brutal.
That was the movie I did a screening of. I did a Benson movie, Interruption of Roar, which is, if you ever get a chance to watch it in any format, I totally recommend it, because it's absolutely crazy. We don't have time to talk about it now, but it's a nutty movie. That being said, for the last line today that I'm going to quote, I chose what turns out to be, since there is so much witch talk in this episode, it's the last line of The Witches of Eastwick,
which is
possibly my favorite witch movie, if I had to pick one.
It's real weird.
Yeah, and also maybe less fun to watch now than it was back when it came out. Like, when it came out, everyone was like, yeah, we get it. Nicholson is the devil. He's really shitty. He's portraying a really shitty man. But now, years later, you watch it and you go, why did he agree?
He's just your average horny little devil, and you go,
oh, yeah,
that's guys in Hollywood, I guess.
He was a great villain. I still attain that he's the scariest Joker.
I mean, that's the smile plastered on his face is pretty terrifying, because he already had a scary smile in every other movie he was in. Like, Jack Nicholson is scary no matter what the movie is, even if it's like a comedy, even like Something's Gotta Give, he still has moments where you're like, that guy is scary. Mm-hmm. just the way he can just say so much with an eyebrow was kind of frightening. Yeah. So the last line from Witches of Eastwick is coming up in a moment, but first let me say thank you once again to my guests, Joe Lynch, Blair Saki, Jeff Tate. Thank you. As always.
Thank you, Doug.
As always, Aw, ladies, come on.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves